This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hi and welcome to Coronavirus Essential. I'm your host Shraddha Sharma and I will be discussing the top updates of the COVID-19 pandemic. Moving on to all the updates from India. Today, major announcement came from the RBI Monetary Policy Committee where Shaktikanta Das laid down the economy rescue plan to minimize the damage from coronavirus. 4 out of 6 members of the MPC voted to reduce the repo rate by 75 basis points. Therefore, the repo rate now stands at 4.4% instead of the previous 5.15%. The reverse repo rate was also slashed by 90 basis points. A big relief that came from the announcement includes a 3-month moratorium of EMIs on all outstanding term loans of commercial, rural, regional, NBFCs and small finance banks. Also, this will not negatively impact the credit score of the borrower, bringing relief to all EMI players. Let us note that this is applicable on term loans and not credit card loans. The Reserve Bank of India kept an accommodative stance after making this sizable deduction. He added that global slowdown or a coming recession can make things difficult for India too, despite the fall in crude prices. Prime Minister Narendra Modi tweeted after the presser that the announcements will improve the liquidity, reduce cost of funds, help middle class and businesses. The RBI will conduct auctions of long-term repo operations LTRO of up to 3-year tenure of appropriate sizes amounting to Rs 1 lakh crore at a floating rate linked to the policy repo rate. From March 28, MPC decided to reduce the cash reserve ratio of all banks by 100 basis points and it now stands at 3% of net demand and time liabilities. There were other measures in terms of working capital financing, widening of monetary policy rate corridor, while assuring that the central bank was closely monitoring the situation and will step in whenever required. These raft of measures will infuse an additional Rs 3.7 lakh crore into the banking system to boost the economy. Now let's come to the state-wise updates in terms of coronavirus positive patients. Today, the Home Ministry has said that they have written to the states to check the movement of migrant labourers in various cities. States and UTs have been requested to make arrangement for food, water, sanitation for migrant workers. Hotels and rented accommodations should stay open and functional while taking all the COVID-19 precautions. Today, around 4 p.m, Lav Agrawal, Joint Secretary of Health Ministry, confirmed that there are 724 COVID-19 positive cases that have been confirmed and the death toll stand at 17. But now it has increased to around 797, but we will wait for it to be confirmed by the Health Ministry. It is important to note that in the last 24 hours, 75 new positive cases and 4 deaths have been reported. Also, information came from the airline sector that domestic passenger flights will remain cancelled till April 14. This came after the railways also suspended the trains till April 14. Right now, Kerala has announced 137 reported positive patients, including 11 who have recovered. Till now, there are 147 positive cases in Maharashtra, including 19 recovered and 4 dead. This is followed by Karnataka and Telangana with 62 and 59 cases respectively. Rajasthan and UP with 45 cases each that were reported. States are monitoring 15 lakh international travellers, but it appears that there is a gap in actual monitoring which might put the government efforts in danger. The Uttarakhand government on Friday also ordered the opening of shops selling essentials in the state for 6 hours instead of 3 to stop overcrowding in the marketplaces. If we look at the global numbers, over 5,49,000 cases have been confirmed globally, out of which over 24,000 people have died and 1,28,000 people have recovered. But the biggest update in the global front is that US has overtaken China and Italy in terms of confirmed COVID-19 cases. The latest figure from Johns Hopkins Resource Center are that over 85,900 cases have been reported in the US, Over 81,800 cases have been reported in China, over 80,500 cases in Italy, over 57,700 cases in Spain, and over 47,200 cases in Germany. The American tally saw a large jump in New York, which had 6,448 new cases in one day, bringing the state's total to 37,258. New Jersey and California also saw a large increase in patients, and the smaller hotspots in states like Michigan and Illinois began to grow more quickly. Total deaths in US are 1,500 and only 753 people have recovered. Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping held a phone call about the coronavirus outbreak in an attempt to repair strained relations following weeks of traded bars over the virus. According to the state media, Xi told Trump in a phone call on Friday that US-China relations had reached an important juncture. Xi also said that he hoped that the US would take effective measures to safeguard the lives of Chinese citizens in the US, describing the pandemic as the common enemy of mankind. He said, and I quote, "Only by united can the international community defeat it." After the phone call, Trump said that he had a very good conversation with Xi Jinping. He wrote on Twitter that China had developed a strong understanding of the virus and was working with the US. The BBC reported that the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has tested positive for coronavirus and is exhibiting mild symptoms. He is on self-quarantine in Downing Street, but will continue to be in charge of the government's handling of the crisis. Meanwhile, Spain is facing a major crisis. Spain's health ministry has just given out the latest figures, which show a new record single-day death toll. There has been 769 deaths in the past 24 hours, bringing the death total to 4,858. This is a new high. The previous record was 738 between Thursday and Wednesday this week. The country now has over 64,000 confirmed cases, up from 56,188 yesterday. Amid this, the Spanish government has withdrawn 9,000 Chinese-made coronavirus testing kits from use after it emerged that they had an accurate detection rate of just 13%. The Spanish government has withdrawn 9,000 Chinese-made coronavirus testing kits from use after it emerged that they had an accurate detection rate of just 30%. These were pulled back after they were discovered to be unreliable, and the Chinese government said that they had been made by a company that did not appear on its list of authorized manufacturers. The number of cases in Iran has also risen to over 32,300, while the number of deaths hit 2,378, according to the country's health ministry. In these stressful times, while social media is helping us to stay connected, over-information online is also posing greater risk. Money Control's Prince Thomas writes that how individuals and businesses can ensure safety while all of us are working from home, especially when you receive exciting offers on groceries. So do check it out on the Money Control website. And listeners, hope you have planned to keep yourself physically and mentally occupied this weekend. If you don't, you can always turn to Money Control website, where we can have many analytical long reads and opinion pieces. Some things that you can binge on are International Cricket Council match archives. The ICC has made match footages dating back to 1975 available to its fans on the website. Doordarshan has announced that they would bring back their classics like Mahabharat and Ramayan series. For people who prefer OTT platforms, we can have a list of suggestions on our website, including shows like Dark, Little Things, Money Heist, and so on. Also suggested by our contributor, Manisha Lakhe, is shows on Formula One. Drive to Survive is a show that can bring excitement to your living room in the stressful times. This Netflix and F1 collaboration is currently in season 2. Apart from all this, Amazon Prime has made the movie Parasite available on the platform. This movie is a Korean film and recently won the Best Picture in the Oscars. And moving beyond contagion, outbreak, virus, this weekend you could try some cheerful series like Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Fleabag, Adventure Time, and the list is endless. Hope you keep yourself engaged this weekend and in the coming days of the lockdown. You can also tune in to our other podcast. And if you have any suggestions and queries about them, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control.